So I'll ask you to examine your heart. What are you afraid of? Hello, everyone, and welcome to day two of our Novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. Thank you so much for being here, and we wish to thank you also for all the comments on YouTube and on Facebook as we journey together. Today, we are shifting gears, Janelle.
Yes, we are entering into the seven sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
And often they are called dolores.
Sounds good to me.
I'm not sure if that's the proper pronunciation, but I do know, coming up from a French upbringing, that we say douleur, which means sufferings. So that would make sense. If you ever see Our Lady of Dolores or Dolores, then that would mean suffering. So the first sword of sorrow is Simeon announces the suffering destiny of Jesus. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Mary revealed to St. Bridget of Sweden that she knew that Jesus was going to be laying down his life. But in this moment, when Simeon prophesied, it was just an intensity of suffering that came upon her soul. Mm-hmm. And so she knew of the future events that were going to happen in some way. Do you suffer with that? Do you perceive things in the future in some way through worry, fear, and anxiety that just kind of weigh you down? I think anxiety is something that we all struggle with, and Our Lady can help us, especially in a time that's so uncertain right now. So I'll ask you to examine your heart. What are you afraid of? What's keeping you awake at night? Is there phobias, fears that just have you paralyzed? Mm-hmm. What are your fears for your children? Because that's a fear I know as a parent that really can weigh my heart down too. I look at my kids and sometimes they get afraid for their future. Do you think Mary knew what that was like? Mm-hmm. She saw Jesus' future in a way that was unique. I wouldn't say that she knew exactly, perhaps, every bang, 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 bang. I don't know. Some of the saints might go that far to say that. But she can help us. And so let's ask her intercession to help us with our fears, our worries, and anxieties. I believe it was Mark Twain that said, "I have lived through many tragedies in life, most of which have never happened." Can you relate? So some of our fears that we have are totally irrational. Some of them might be okay, you know, but we should never let our interior peace be disturbed, because Jesus said, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." So Our Lady can help us. St. Bridget also received private revelations from Mary regarding Jesus when he was little. She said,
"As often as I looked at my son, as often as I wrapped him in his swaddling clothes, as often as I saw his hands and feet, so often was my soul absorbed, so to say, in fresh grief, for I thought how he would be crucified."
Which reminds me of the scripture, "A sign that will be opposed." Mary's grief came because Jesus was opposed. He was opposed throughout scripture. They called him a liar. They called him a sorcerer, they call them a blasphemer, mm-hmm. and they continue to say some of those things today. Jesus continues to be opposed. Mm-hmm. He's opposed in our public places. Morally, his teachings are thrown out the window. There's confusion within the church. There's confusion in the political arena because truth is no longer acknowledged. Prayer is not allowed in public places, especially in Canada. Jesus continues to be opposed. And when we oppose Jesus, what happens? It reveals our hearts. Just like the scripture says, to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. So let's ask Our Lady's intercession to be victorious over all the opposition to her son. So let's pray.